Now, Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell-Logue is going to meet with farming organisations tomorrow to discuss how to respond to the predicted shortages of grain, animal feed, fertiliser and energy as a result of the war in Ukraine. He has set up an emergency team to monitor the supply chain situation, and he confirmed to RTE's This Week programme that he will be asking farmers to plant some grain crops in the coming weeks. Well, it appears that Ireland has been here before, because during World War One and Two, the country faced similar challenges. I'm joined here in studio by Paul Rouse, Professor of Modern Irish History at UCD. Good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
Well, we all know about rationing and rationing books, but farmers did play their part in combating shortages at the time. What did they do?
Well, if we take it in two stages, first of all, look at the Great War. There were attempts through propaganda in 1914, 15 and 16 to get farmers to grow more tillage in Ireland during that war, and they failed singularly. So the government introduced a compulsory tillage order in 1917 and imposed on farmers the duty to till one-tenth of their land for that year of 1917 into 1918. It worked a small amount, but not really. It was abandoned after the war, and the normal pattern of Irish agricultural production resumed through the 1920s and 1930s, which was the export of live cattle on the hoof on ships leaving hour after hour from Dublin port across the Irish Sea, where the cattle would be put into meat factories in England. At the start of the Second World War, the government went again and it learned the lesson that the British hadn't learned from the First World War, and the idea was that they would make a compulsory tillage. So a compulsory tillage order was put in place on the 17th of October 1939, and that order said very simply that all farmers who had land of greater than 10 acres in size must till one-eighth of their land. And that was extended over the following 2 years to the point where by the end of it, it was three-eighths of their land had to be tilled, and it was all farms over 5 acres in size. And again, they moved from a propaganda campaign, which was grow more wheat, to the slogan, which was, as Bryce Evans, the historian, has shown, till or go to jail.
And did it work? Because we know even today that all parts of Ireland are not the same. The land is different in different regions. Were they able to make it successful then when it was compulsory?
Well, inspectors were put into farms. Almost every farm in the country saw an inspector during these years, and there were agreements with farmers as to what land could be tilled and what land should be tilled and what land shouldn't. So farmers who were farming boggy land or mountainy land or sand dunes or forestry were exempt from the stipulations. But the inspectorate was really clear and really, really definite in pushing farmers to do that. And they brought prosecutions year after year against farmers who didn't. Now, it should be said, the great majority of farmers embraced the challenge. Many other farmers did so, even though they didn't wish to do it, but understood the law. Some tried to do enough to satisfy inspectors, and then some simply refused. And there was a great news report at the time from the Irish Times, which referred to farmers being notorious anarchists who would not be told what to do with their land by anybody. And in any given year, there were about 300 prosecutions brought of farmers who did not till the land, but that is in the context of 300,000 farms. So the question is, did it provide enough grain? And it did provide a significant amount of grain. So for bread, that was the grain was milled into flour and made into bread, a staple diet of the time. So the number of hectares in the country that was under tillage in 1939 was around 600,000, and that was increased by 1945 to about a million hectares.
Okay, so it did, by and large, it did achieve the aim it set out to achieve. Paul Rouse, Professor of Modern Irish History, thank you very much for joining us.